The Russian jetliner that crashed shortly after takeoff from an Egyptian resort city broke up at high altitude, scattering fragments of wreckage over a wide area in the Sinai Peninsula. Russia's top aviation official said Sunday as search teams raced to recover the bodies of the 224 people who died. Meanwhile, in Russia, an outpouring of grief gripped the historic city of St. Petersburg, home of many of the victims. President Vladimir Putin declared a nationwide day of mourning, and flags flew at half staff. Aviation experts joined the searchers in a remote part of the Sinai, seeking any clues to what caused the Metrojet Airbus A321-200 to plummet abruptly from 31,000 feet just 23 minutes after it departed from the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, bound for St. Petersburg. Aviation experts and the search teams were combing an area of 16 square kilometers to find bodies and pieces of the jet. By midday, 163 bodies had been recovered, according to the Egyptian government. Some of the dead were expected to be flown to Russia later Sunday. In St. Petersburg, hundreds of mourners brought flowers, pictures of the victims, stuffed animals, and paper planes to the city's airport. Others went to churches and lit candles in memory of the dead. Elena Vikareva had no relatives aboard the flight, but she went with her son to lay flowers, saying that pain was piercing her heart. Vladimir Pavarov and a friend did the same, explaining that they couldn't remain indifferent. The large area over which fragments were found indicates the jet disintegrated while flying high, said Alexander Naradko, head of Russia's Federal Aviation Agency. He would not comment on any possible reason for the crash, citing the ongoing investigation. Naradko was in Egypt to inspect the crash site along with Russia's emergency and transport ministers. Transport Minister Maxim Sokolov thanked Egyptian authorities for their help and said work on analyzing the data and cockpit voice recorders had not yet begun. Meanwhile, Dubai-based Emirates, the Middle East's largest carrier, said Sunday it has stopped flying over Egypt's Sinai until more is known about the crash of the Russian airliner. It joins two major European airlines, Germany's Lufthansa and Air France, that announced following the crash Saturday they would immediately stop flying over Sinai for safety reasons until the cause of the crash was determined. Two Russian cabinet ministers were on Sunday inspecting the crash site in a remote mountainous part of northern Sinai, a Russian government spokeswoman said. They were joined by Alexander Naradko, the head of Russia's State Civil Aviation Agency. The officials will also be shown the plane's data and cockpit voice recorders. Also joining the effort on Sunday were officials from France's BEA Accident Investigation Agency, involved because the Airbus A321-200 jet was designed in France. The team included six technical advisors from Airbus. The BEA said the team would also be joined by two investigators from its German counterpart, BFU, because the plane was manufactured in Germany, and four investigators from its Russian counterpart, MAK, because the plane was operated by a Russian company. More than 100 workers with Russia's Emergencies Ministry were at the crash site helping to search for bodies and examine debris. The Russian ministry said its teams were accompanied by the Egyptian military through the rest of northern Sinai, where Egypt is fighting an Islamic insurgency. Russian officials said the rescue teams need to comb 16 square kilometers to search for victims' bodies and plane wreckage. The Egyptian cabinet said Sunday that 163 bodies have so far been recovered and sent to morgues in Cairo. This article, posted by Brian Rohan and Vladimir Isachenkov for the Associated Press in Egypt. Isachenkov reported from Moscow. Associated Press writers Noor Youssef in Cairo and Irina Titova in St. Petersburg contributed to this report.